Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's enter in with all faith, trusting God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come expecting to receive from our Heavenly Father, because He's able, amen, to do all things but fail. Will you enter in this morning, believing, amen, surrendering all over to God this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, let's enter in this morning. Let's give God some praise. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those of our family, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we realize and know, oh God, it's you that have kept us, amen. It is you that keeps on keeping us, amen. It is you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus of Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, amen, for your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you, Lord God, for your blood. How shabba moshite. Oh, Lord Jesus, we bless your name. We thank you that we can decree and declare this morning that we're redeemed. Because of your shed blood, we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you that you've set us free and that we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you this morning. We come entering in, amen, with a praise of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we come this morning with an humble spirit, amen. We come humbling ourselves on your mighty hand, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you have your way right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in this place, amen. We welcome you right now to have your way, amen. Oh, Lord, touch and heal right now. Touch and deliver. Touch and set free your children right now. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged off the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've given us in peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we enter in with all faith this morning, with combined faith that we may receive, amen. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Let there be a great pouring in, oh God. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask your courts to jump 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will, amen, and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those that we love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give each of us right now, and all that we put tradition on today, every family member and loved one, oh God, today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to John 16 and 23, oh Lord, many of us are stuck, oh God, in our minds, oh God. We don't know to go forth, to go back, to go to the left, or go to the right. So Lord, we come praying for divine, your divine guidance and leading, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us receive divine instruction and direction, oh God, for where you will have for us to go, that we will truly be blessed. For your word says that a good man's steps are ordered by you, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you order our steps on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let our steps be continually ordered by you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. That your word says when the righteous cry out, that you deliver us out of all our troubles, amen. Oh Lord, as we cry out this morning, oh God, oh Lord, deliver us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about out of harm's way, out of trouble right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for answering prayers this morning, for your word says, yet while we're still speaking, you're already answering, amen. So we decree and declare answered prayers on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, release your hallelujah, your high-ranking angel of God to war for us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we come confessing our sins, amen, that our sins may be forgiven, oh God, according to 1 John 1:9. And we just want to say thank you that we receive our forgiveness right now and our cleansing from all unrighteousness, amen, to the dead church can call in the courtroom level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare victory on today. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we receive from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, of torments, and lies that the enemy has tried to send our way now and in the future, amen. We claim our victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits of curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments of witchcraft, prayers, and psychic prayers or spells. Hallelujah, we thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim our victory and faith, amen, through your salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. We decree and declare according to John 22, verse 27. 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God, as we come on today. Oh, Lord, remove every hindering way. Amen. Hallelujah. Remove every stumbling block, oh God, to our breakthrough, amen, to our blessing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the evil one has no work in us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We surrender our will to you, Father God, that our will, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare all is well with us, amen, all is well with our children, all is well with our mothers and brothers and sisters, all is well with our fathers and friends, amen, all that we love and concerned about. And we thank you, Lord God, because we can decree and declare it is so, because you've given us the power and authority to decree a thing, and it shall be established in this life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tons of peace up, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit. We come against the spirit of deceitfulness, amen. We come against every hollow spirit of bitterness and anger, rage and wrath, every spirit of lust and perversion, guilt, shame and condemnation. We come against the spirit of poverty, lack and death. We come against the spirit of fear and worry, doubt, hallelujah, suicide spirit, homosexual spirit, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction and viruses, and we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Heaven. We decree and declare no more, no more, hallelujah, no more we allow the enemy to have his way, amen, no more we listen to the lies of the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare never again that we allow perversion and sexual morality to control our life, amen. We decree and declare never again that we, hallelujah, that we will enjoy, hallelujah, that which is forbidden by the Lord, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare never again when we act inappropriately with the opposite sex, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare never again we will allow worldliness and carnality to control our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare never again will we conform to this world, amen. Never again will we allow anger to control our life, but we shall be slow to anger and sin not, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare never again will we let the sun go down on our wrath, amen. We decree and declare never again will we, hallelujah, let rage manifest in our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare never again will we allow fornication, uncleanness, hallelujah, inordinate affection, evil, compassion, hallelujah, covetousness, which is idolatry to operate in our members, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Heaven. Never again will we sin against our brethren. Never again will we, hallelujah, have respect a person, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, which is sin, amen, my Lord, my God. Never again will we develop ungodly soul ties. Never again will we allow, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the enemy to speak to us, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father, that we decree and declare, hallelujah, never again, because we are delivered and we are set free. For you have set us free. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we will not turn back. Amen. To the old way. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us today. We bless your holy name, Father God, as we come to Zion this morning. Oh, Lord, let us receive the blessing of Zion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare our life is good and our days are good because we keep our tongue from evil. We hate evil, we do good, amen, and we seek after peace, amen. We commit our life to peace and prosperity, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare that we are kingdom builders, that we are soldiers in your honor, amen. We're kingdom, hallelujah. We are in the kingdom, amen, through faith in Christ Jesus, and we receive the blessings of the kingdom, amen. We receive the inheritance of the kingdom. We receive the deliverance of the kingdom, amen. We receive the healing of the kingdom right now. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We receive and walk in the peace of the kingdom. Amen. We receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God, open up your mouth and say, I receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of that, I receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I receive and walk in the power of the kingdom. Receive it for yourself. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom. Amen. I receive in, hallelujah, the understanding, hallelujah, in the mysteries of the kingdom. I seek first the kingdom of God and everything I need is added unto me. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I receive and live in the blessing of the kingdom. Amen. And I receive the blessing of the king. Hallelujah. Receive the favor of the king right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We receive the protection and salvation of the king. Lord, we bless your holy name that we are ambassadors of the king. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you that you called this word, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done and all that you're about to do, all that we petition and pray unto thee, oh God. Lord, we ask that you move mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all that's concerning your children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, fill us with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the joy become contagious. Amen. Oh Lord, stir up thy spirit and send us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, we thank you. We bind our mind right now with the mind of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Let our thoughts be holy, pure, righteous unto you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come against every attack on our minds right now, oh God. Let your hand of protection be around our mind and thoughts, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we trust and believe in your report, amen. Hallelujah. That's the report of man. But Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your word, for you said, oh God, hallelujah, you come to do us a good, amen, to give us a hope in the future, not of evil, God. So we receive it right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we receive our expected end. As we enter on today, we decree and declare we will not be denied. Amen. Hallelujah. For we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. We are holy without blame before him in love. Amen. We are the elect of God. We are established to the end. We're made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're set free. We're strong in the Lord. We're dead to sin. Amen. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. We're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Amen. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. We are in Christ by his doing. We're accepted in the beloved. We are complete in him. Amen. We're crucified with Christ Jesus. We're alive with Christ. Amen. We're free from condemnation. Amen. We're reconciled to God. We're qualified to share his inheritance. We're firmly rooted, built up, and established in our faith and overflowing with thanksgiving. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare with our faith. Amen. We're born of God and the evil one cannot touch us. Amen. We are his faithful followers. Amen. We are fellow citizens with the saints of the heart goal of God. Amen. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ. Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We're overtaken with blessings. Blessings are running us down, amen, and taking us over, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we are his disciples, amen, because we have love for others, amen. We are the light of the world, the salt of the earth, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are partaking of his divine nature. We are called of God. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, the good works. We are the apple of our Father's eye. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're being changed into his image right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that you blessed us going out and blessed us coming back in. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless us lying down and bless us rising again. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that restoration has come. Amen. All that the enemy has tried to do. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you restored it seven times over. Great. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you. that we are your sons and daughters of light and not of darkness. We are holy brother and sister, protectors of our heavenly calling, and we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. This morning as we enter in with all faith, combined faith, we thank you, Lord God, that even before we can ask, amen, you're already answering. But because we have faith, we come asking. We come believing, oh God. We believe, and Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. That we will not waver, oh God, in our faith. That we will not waver, oh God, in our walk with you, oh God. Oh Lord, let us not be tempted by the worldly things or possession of people of this world or conversations of this world, oh God. Knowing that we have been delivered, amen, hallelujah. Made new, amen, washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness on today. And we receive it with all faith right now. We thank you, Lord God, that we have favor in thy sight. And Father God, as we enter in, open up the channels of our spirit. Let there be a great pouring in for all that on the line and all that are entering on the line right now. Let there be a great pouring in on today. Let us be filled, oh God, to overflowing. Oh, we decree and declare that you to be our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. We decree and declare that our well never run dry, oh God, because it's you, oh God, that fills it, amen. It is you, oh God, that continue to pour into it, amen, that we never run dry and that we drink of a cup of the blessing of the Lord our God. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that you are our shepherd. For you, Lord God, are our shepherd, and we shall not want. That you are preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Amen. We thank you that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Yea, though we walk through the shadow of the valley of death, we shall feel no evil. For you are with us, your rod and your staff. Your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You lead us, oh God, by the still waters, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you that we can rest in you, oh God. It is you that's giving your angels charge over us, and we thank you, oh Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family, all that we love and concerned about and are going and coming on today. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, over our homes, office in our homes, every form of transportation we take as a driver or a passenger, over our children's school and workplaces, amen, our businesses. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, all that we love and concerned about, every family member and loved one right now. Hallelujah, covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you that restoration has come, amen. We thank you for the new day, new opportunity, oh God. We thank you for open doors on today, doors of blessings, doors of good opportunities, good relationships, doors of healing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for closing every door that the enemy has been operating in, hallelujah, through, hallelujah, every avenue. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God, for the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hashababoshetehaya. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We thank you that we can enter in right now. For everyone that's on the line, Lord, I ask that you touch in a mighty way. Holy Spirit, move on them. Move and touch all that's in their home, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let us see with new eyes, hear with new ears, oh God. Speak with a new tongue, that we will speak your word with boldness and with confidence and with the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, have your way. We decree and declare all is well with us and all is in our home, and we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. We just thank God on today, amen. It is God that has kept us, amen. We're still here. That God remembered us. Hallelujah, that he remembered us. He remembered our children. He remembered our family and loved ones. He has kept us, amen. My Lord, my God, so much to be grateful for. We are still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We still have an opportunity, amen, for things to turn around. For we serve a God of turnaround. We serve a God that is able to do it right now. Hallelujah. No matter what it look like, he's able to do it right now. Amen. Come on, let's give God praise. He is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. I thank everyone for being on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The line is open. I hope you all can hear me because I cannot hear you all at all.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. My lights are off here at home. They actually went off about 1 in the morning, I think, and they are still off. They are working on them, they said, diligently. And so we were trusting God that those lights will be on here soon. So I'm not going to be before you all too long this morning. And we're just, you know, trusting God and the Holy Spirit to move on us and in us, amen, and believing and trusting that all that we petition for in prayer so far that God is already doing, is already done. We just have to walk by faith and not by sight. Though you can't see it right now, you got to believe that God is good. You got to see it before you see it. You got to keep on moving. You got to keep on going and just believe God for it, amen, and know that it's done. Hallelujah. It's just waiting for you to get to it. How do you get to it? By faith. Faith to keep you moving. Faith to keep you going. Amen. So you can get to what God has already done, what he already has set up for you. Amen. Let thy will be done, Lord. And we thank you for your will, Father God, to give us an expected end. Amen. A hope in the future.
Amen.
If you lost hope, I want you to understand. God is a restorer. Amen. Amen. He will restore your hope, the Lord of all hope. Amen. So this morning, we want to know how you're doing. If it's your first time on the line with us this morning, we always start out by wanting to welcome everyone on the line, and we want to know how you're doing. Amen. If there's anything you'd like to say, please feel free to as well. Amen. Anything that's bothering you, want to get off your chest this morning, please do that as well so that you can enter in and receive, be able to be received and be set free from whatever that's plaguing your mind or your heart. It's so important. We come on this line, we're transparent, amen, and that's how we're free, and that's how we continue to be free, is be transparent, be real, first of all, with yourself. There's no reason to lie to yourself, amen. If you're not all right, then you're not all right, and God is able to make those things all right, amen. He's able to turn those things around, and we thank God for the turnaround. So God bless you, and good morning. We'll start off with our sister, Sharon. God bless you, Sister Sharon. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed. Blessed to be in the land of the living.
Yes, Lord. Say that again. I'm blessed to be in the land of the living. Jesus. God bless you, sister. We thank God for you. And I'm so glad for you being in position and holding your position. We thank God for divine order and position in your life, amen, and watching God do it, trusting God for it and in it. And we just love you so much. I love you, and I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome, Angela. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm doing good. It's early, but thank you. I'm good. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God for you, for being on the line this morning. We're trusting God for a mighty move in your life, for a great turnaround in the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll even grow closer, amen, a closer walk with God. I pray a spiritual
Amen.
Increase, amen, spiritual growth in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will hold your position, amen, stand in faith and
amen.
Trust in God, not moving, not wavering in your faith, amen, making a decision.
Amen.
I'm going to choose Jesus. I'm going to choose peace. I'm going to choose the fruit of the
amen.
Spirit operating. Amen.
Amen.
If I fall down, amen, get back up again quickly. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have the power to get back up again. Amen. We have a resurrection power working on the inside, so we have the power to get back up again. Though we fall.
Amen.
The Bible says we all fall short of glory. Amen. So God bless
Amen.
You. We thank God for you. Amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Sister Sakara, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Bless the name of the Lord. Glad to be here. I am at the gym, fortunately and unfortunately, to God be the glory. So my prayer request today is for continued guidance.
Yes, Lord. Guidance. Thank you, Father. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for being on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God to continue to be your strength, amen, your way, your truth, and your life. And, Lord, we just pray, oh, God, for continued guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit for the life of your daughter, Father God, and directing her in the way you would have for her to go, that she would truly be blessed and protected, amen, under your covering always. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory.
Amen,
amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I'm not able to call the other ladies on the line this morning because, like I stated earlier, our lights went out. I was asleep, and my husband woke me up saying, did you pay the light bill at 1 in the morning? And I'm thinking, if they're going to cut the lights off, it ain't going to be at no 1 in the morning. And I said, yes, I paid the light bill. So the lights are off, and so we trying to conserve the battery because, like I said, they said it would be on at 3, and now they said that it's not going to be on to 8, and we don't know if that's going to be at that time, but I'm operating over here in the dark, so y'all have to bear with me, please, and I'm not able to reach out to the other women, but we're going to lift up my mother, Carol Dillard, and our sister, Shabante, who's normally on the line, Shepherd, and just pray that God will continue to bless them and keep them and be their strength, amen, and may the joy of the Lord overtake them and blessings run them out down and take them over. We pray for healing, amen, and restoration for their life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for answered prayers for our sisters and for our families and loved ones. My main concern, my main prayer is for God's protection. For us, amen, for our children to keep us protected in such a wicked, evil world that we're living in, amen, that God's hedge protection be around us and we will go in the way that God has called us to go, amen, in God's direction, that it will lead us to a place of safety, amen. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. So, again, I'm feeling good this morning. If y'all want to know how I'm doing great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, we're still in the book of Colossians, as we talked about on yesterday, that we're going to finish Colossians chapter 3. So today we're in Colossians chapter 3 again, and verses 8 through 11, and I'm coming out the New King James Version. Amen. So that's Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 through 11, out the New King James Version. When you have it, say amen. Again, that's Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. When you have it, say amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. Hopefully y'all can hear me because I can't hear anyone.
I can hear you, Chantel.
I'm at the gym. Okay.
All right. Amen.
Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Again, that's Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. The Bible says, coming out the New King James Version. And verse 8 says, but now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Verse 11 says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Amen. So what the Bible is saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, we must rid ourselves of all evil practices and immoralities. Then we can commit ourselves to what Christ teaches. Apostle Paul was appealing to the commitment that the believers had made, urging them to remain true to their confession of faith. They were to rid themselves of the old life and put on the new way of living given by Christ and guided by the Holy Spirit. So if you made such a commitment to Christ, you are remaining true to it. Amen? You are remaining true to it. So lying to one another, we look at verse 9, hallelujah, when the Bible says, do not lie to one another. Lying to one another, it disrupts unity by destroying trust. It tears down relationships and may lead to serious conflict in a church. So don't exaggerate statistics or pass on rumors or gossip or saying things to build up your own image. Be committed to telling the truth. When we look at verse 10, it says, what does it mean to put on the new man? It means that your conduct should match your faith. So if you are a Christian, you should act like it. Now, to be a Christian means more than just making good resolutions and having good intentions. It means taking the right action. This is a straightforward step that is as simple as putting on your clothes every morning. Amen? Putting on your clothes every day. So every Christian is in a continual education program. I want us to understand that. The more we know of Christ and his work, the more we are being changed to be like him. Because this process is lifelong. You got to understand, this is a lifelong process. This is a lifestyle. Many want to do it just for, hallelujah, 40 days or 21 days in fasting and back to the old way. But understanding that this is a lifestyle, so we must never stop learning and obeying. There is no justification for drifting along, but there is an incentive to find the rich treasures of growing in him. Amen? It takes practice, ongoing review, patience and concentration to keep in line with his will. When we look at verse 11 as I wrap up here in scripture, where it says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all, the Christian church should have no barriers of nationality, race, education level, social standing, wealth, gender, religion, or power. A lot of churches I've seen and heard about, they have cliques, and it should not be amongst the church. Christ breaks down all barriers and accepts all people who come to him. Nothing should keep us from telling others about Christ or accepting into our fellowship any and all believers, any and all. And remember, this is what I'm saying, any and all believers. Christians should be building bridges, not walls. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all, beautiful women of God on the line today. Amen. I pray for increase. I pray for God to increase us in his knowledge and wisdom. Increase us, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, increase us. Ha-sha-ba-bo-shitty. Amen, glory to God. At this time, do you have a prayer petition? I know Takara did give her prayer petition of guidance, and we prayed about that, and she's at the gym. So we thank God for you, sister. So we're going to start with our sister, Sean. God bless you, Sister Sean. Go ahead.
I just need prayer to fix my attitude.
Jesus.
Amen. My attitude.
Amen. 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 Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and it's a blessing that you have acknowledged that, or you have found that I need a change. I need to change my way and my way of thinking, my mind, oh God. Hallelujah. And the fact that you confess, I need help with my attitude. For Lord, it's your daughter come to say, oh God, we come touching and agreeing with her right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with all faith, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will make a change in her attitude. Amen. Hallelujah. The way that she thinks, oh God. Hallelujah. It dictates, hallelujah, her behavior. So Lord, we ask that you give her a new mindset, a new way of thinking, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that she will operate with the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, change her right now, God. Oh Lord, touch, change, and heal. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, give her a new way of thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. A new way of responding. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that'll do all things in love. Amen. That she will operate. It's our prayer today that she will operate. Amen. With love. Amen. Oh Lord, let her receive the mind of Christ. Amen. Let the mind of Christ arise in her right now to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, let her know, oh God, hallelujah, that she has a choice. Amen. And as she come, oh God, oh Lord, we pray let that be a cleansing, a sanctifying right them, a purifying, amen, of her thoughts in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They will change her attitude, amen. They will change her behavior, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, they will change her outcome. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over you right there, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. We had 1,000 tongues. We still can't thank you enough. We come against and we command the spirit of destruction to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness, we command you in resentment to die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare you are delivered and set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare your past is your past and your new woman. Amen. The old has passed away and the new has come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare no more of the old way, no more of the old way of thinking, no more of the old way of responding. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, silence her mouth, oh God, how that she does not speak any other word but your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. That you will operate with gentleness and kindness and meekness, oh God. And patience, and we thank you, oh God. Let us sit and be still. Hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with you. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. We decree and declare your deliverance on today in victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in you. And all that's on the line today. And hallelujah, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Be free. Amen, and be free indeed. Hallelujah. Sometimes we realize, and I just thank God for deliverance, amen. And the enemy don't want us to confess, and he don't want us to come to and be like, I have an attitude, and I'm going to be who I am, and that's just who it is. But when we make a decision, no, I don't want to be that way. Lord, deliver me.
No.
Oh, Lord, give me a new mindset. Deliver me from this bad attitude. Oh, Lord, change me, oh God, and make me more like you. I don't want to be the same. The enemy, hallelujah, this is what victory looks like over the enemy, because he's always trying to use that thing, amen, to keep us in a place where he can use, amen, to keep us in bondage, to keep us set back, amen. Keep us, hallelujah, in that place, amen, hallelujah. And we just decree in the crown today that we are delivered and that we are set free, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. God bless you. I always say, come on, in my mind, even dealing with my husband, like, okay, don't say that. Just hold your tongue. You don't have to respond. Because if you do, it's not going to be, it's going to kindle a fire. So we're going to just, Lord, okay, baby, that's good. God bless you, honey. Amen. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. I hope you can hear me. this morning.
Amen. Okay, and I was praising. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Angela, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yes. Just pray for to keep me structured, to keep my mind right, to keep me walking right and not one day I'm walking this way and one day that way. I want to continue to have patience and just do the right thing, honestly.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Angela. Father God, we come with our faith, with our combined faith on one accord this morning, Lord, trusting you for a mighty move in her life, oh God, that her steps be steady, oh God, amen. Lord, that she would continue to seek you more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she would not waver in her faith, oh God, amen. Oh, Lord, that she would pick up her cross and that she would follow you, Lord Jesus, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she would not be like the ones in the Bible, they put their hands to the plow and look back, amen, for your word says that that person is not fit for your kingdom. So, Lord, I pray as she put her hand to the plow that she will not look back, amen, that she will keep on following you to do your will, amen, on this earth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help, oh, God, and guide, oh, God, and lead her, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, I pray right now, oh, God, that you will continue to be her strength, Father God, when she feels like giving up, when she becomes weary, oh, God, that you will be her strength, that she will be able to keep on keeping on in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that she will stand and live in faith, amen, and not be moved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that she will have a made-up mind, amen, to do your will, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, surrendering over her will to your will, amen. And we just want to say thank you right now. Anything of anywhere that she's been, that they attached herself to her, amen, any evil spirit, amen, any demonic or satanic spirit, anything in her workplace, oh, God, as she interact with us, oh, God, anything that's attached herself to her to bring her down, to have her to be in darkness, oh, God, let it be cut off right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, remove every spiritual blindness, oh God, every spiritual numbness, every spiritual deafness, amen, every spiritual ignorance. Let it be delivered right now and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, lead her down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, Lord, let peace reign over every area of her life, oh God. Oh, Lord, help her to seek you even more that she shall find you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over your life, your spiritual life and growth. Oh, Lord, strengthen her spirit, man, oh, God, as she come crucifying the flesh daily, oh, God. Let her spirit, man, be strengthened. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, it's you that give us the spirit of life that we live. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, as she rise each and every morning, oh, God, the life that you've given her, Father God, that she will seek you first, oh, God, that she will give you praise. Hallelujah. Bring back your word to her remembrance. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for it. And we decree and declare all is well with you in your home. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that God deliver you from all your fears right now and all that's on the line. Anything that you have been afraid of, amen, any fear of this world, I pray that we all be delivered from the spirit of fear. For God did not give us, hallelujah, the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. It is my prayer that we operate, hallelujah, in love and power and with a sound mind, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not be afraid of demons, amen, for we can tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. And understand, if God be with us, if God be for us, who can be against us, amen? We're on the winning side. We're already victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Angela. I love you, and I thank God thank for you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Sister Carla, we did pray for guidance for your life. I know you're in the gym, so God bless you. Lord, we pray for continued guidance for the life of your daughter, divine order, oh God. And Lord, that we pray that you will order her steps, oh Lord, and that you will remember her, oh God. Remember her mother. Remember her children, oh God. Remember her sisters, oh God. Remember all that she loved and concerned about. And Lord, as you remember them, that you will heal them, oh God. That you will bring them out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, as I lift up your daughter, your servant, oh God. Oh Lord, that blessings will run her over, oh God. That everywhere she turns, hallelujah, that you will bless her. When she turns to the right, that you will bless her. When she turns to the left, that you will bless her. Amen. In that place of faith, oh God. So Lord, I pray that you increase her faith even the more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, open her up to receive the more. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Let joy overtake, oh God. Unspeakable joy. Let peace reign. Amen. In our home, in our workplaces, oh God. In the businesses that you've given her, Father God. Oh Lord, let her flourish, oh God. All that she put her hands to do for you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, deliver her from self, oh God. Hallelujah. That you may have your way. Amen. Help her to take her hands off, oh God. And trust you in every move. Amen. Every move in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Remove every way of attack of the enemy, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for the victory. Thank you, oh God, for the life, health, and strength of our sister, Takara. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. This morning, hallelujah, I'm going to pray prayers this morning for the blessing of peace. Amen. I was led to pray those prayers of peace because we have a lot of us that just need that peace. You know, the situation is what it is for now. But in the meantime, amen, having peace in it, amen, hallelujah, and not allowing it to move us, even if it's in our workplace, our relationships, our businesses, just having peace and saying, Lord, I trust you, and having that peace because we do trust God, hallelujah, to intervene and turn it around. We do trust God to have his way in it. We do trust God that it's working out for our good so that we can have peace, the peace that Jesus said he gives, the peace not of the world, so that he says so the world can't take it away, and I pray that we continue to operate in peace, because the enemy comes to shake us. Amen. He comes to take us out of that place of peace. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your peace. Hallelujah. As we pray prayers of peace and redemption on today, let us enter in with faith. Amen. God bless everyone. Lord, we thank you. Father God, we bless your holy name as we enter in this morning. Amen. If every prayer that went forth, we thank you that you already answered, oh God. You already moving. You already turned it around for our good. You already made a way where it seemed to be a way. You already, hallelujah, healing is already coming, that we are healed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare no lack, no setbacks, no missed opportunities, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God, amen. We are the righteousness of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. We decree and declare, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians 1:30, amen, that Christ is our redemption, amen. We are ransomed of the Lord, amen. We have passed from curse to blessing because we are ransomed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is our ransom. And Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We are redeemed from the curse, hallelujah, and the blessing Abraham is ours, amen. We are redeemed from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are redeemed from destruction, amen, and we are crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies, amen. We are redeemed from all curses of the law, amen. We are redeemed from the curse of poverty. We are redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease, amen. Our family is redeemed. Our loved ones are redeemed, and all that we love and concerned about are redeemed from curses of sickness and disease right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are redeemed from the curse of insanity and madness, amen. We are redeemed from curses of fear and terror, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are redeemed from our curse of pride and rebellion. We are redeemed from our curse of schizophrenia, which is double-minded, amen, in the mighty name name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We redeem from our curse of rejection and abuse. We redeem from our curse of family destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God, your word says that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. So we decree in the cloud with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With the resurrection power working on the inside, that we redeem from the curse of witchcraft and idolatry. We redeem from the curse of failure and frustration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We redeem from cursing. Amen. Confusion and rebuke. Amen. We redeem from the pestilence. Amen. We redeem from the consumption. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We redeem from the fever. Hallelujah. We redeem from inflammation. Amen. We redeem from severe burning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We redeem from the sword. Amen. We redeem from the scorching. Amen. And mildew. Amen. My Lord, my God. We redeem from the drought. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you that we can decree the crap that we're redeemed. We redeem from having no strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we redeem from oppression and crushing, amen. We redeem from being smitten. We redeem, hallelujah, from being an astonishment, a proverb, amen, and a byword in the name of Jesus Christ. We redeem from planting and not reaping, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We redeem from miscarriage, amen. We redeem, hallelujah, that our seed, from our seed going into captivity. We redeem from the locusts, amen, that come to devour, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us today. We redeem from sickness we have never heard of, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we redeem from decrease, amen. We redeem from being scattered, amen. We redeem from serving other gods. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we redeem from distress, amen. We redeem from the evil eye, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, and we just want to say thank you that we're redeemed from all plagues, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we redeem from scarcity, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we redeem from our life hanging in doubt, amen. We redeem from bondage of ease, amen. Our soul is redeemed, and we will not be desolate, amen. Our Redeemer is mighty, and he pleads our cause, amen. We will not fear because our Redeemer helps us, amen. Our Redeemer teaches us to profit and leads us in the way we should go, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer gives us everlasting kindness and mercy, amen. Our Redeemer has turned away our transgression, amen. The Lord has redeemed us from any troubles and all our troubles. And those in our family, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit our spirit into the hands of our Redeemer. We redeem, our Redeemer helps us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer has delivered us from the power of the grave, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are great to rejoice and sing, for the Lord has ransomed us and redeemed us, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let us know the way of peace, amen. May the God of peace be with us, amen. And those in our family and all that we love and concern about, let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let peace come to us in our household and all that we have, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We decree in the camp that we depart from evil and do good. We will seek peace and pursue it, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you have redeemed our soul in peace from the battle that is against us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, your love gives us great peace and nothing causes us to stumble. Let peace be in our walls and prosperity within our borders. Lord, you make peace in our borders and fill us up with the fountains of wheat, and we thank you. We bless your holy name. We pray that our ways will be pleasing to you, Lord God, so that you will make even our enemies be at peace with us. Amen. Your thoughts towards us are peace, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, bring help and healing to us, oh, Lord, and reveal to us the abundance of peace and truth. We will pursue those things that make for peace, amen. The God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. You have made a covenant of peace with us, and we thank you, and it is an everlasting covenant, amen. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough on today. But, Father God, we thank you. Lord, we love you. We decree and declare that peace has come and peace is still. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you for it all. We decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our life. Lord, we thank you for divinely intervening and turning it all around for our good. Lord, we ask in your blessing, oh God, bless us. In your multiplying, oh God, multiply us as the sand of the seashore. Lord, we pray that the evil, hallelujah, and wicked rulers of this world, oh God, will be uprooted and cast down. And, oh Lord, that you would call forth, oh God, your anointed children, oh God, to take their position, that we may live a peaceful and godly life with all honesty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and in safety. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us in our going and coming out today and those in our family. We thank you, Lord God, for uprooting the wicked ones, oh God, that we may enjoy this day in peace. And we decree and declare with all faith that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of your divine blessing and favor, your divine, hallelujah, mercy and grace, peace, joy, protection, provision, prosperity, your help. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, hallelujah, as we close out on today, we leave this line in the presence of God. We thank God that he is with us. Amen. That he never leave us nor forsake us. I'll call your name. If you have something you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Just pray that God restore you, give you back everything you poured
amen.
Out.
Amen. I receive that right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you, sister. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Just your obedience. Amen. Your will, your drive. Amen. I just ask God for the more for you. Amen. More of God, more of him. Amen. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing to have you. Amen. I tell you, once you get through with your tax season and doing that, and we come out this line here, we're going to make some time. I know you got your wedding and everything, and you're just busy, busy, busy. But we're going to take some time that God has given us, and we're going to come together and enjoy. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Our sister Carr, she gets off at 6, so she's off the line. And we just thank God again for this opportunity. Amen. As we close out today, I just thank God for his blessing of life. Amen. That we have life. We have so much to be excited for because we are still here. And if we look at it like that, amen, the joy of the Lord will just overtake you. Amen. You'll be in a place of just gratefulness, saying, God, I just thank you. I don't care what it looked like, Father, I thank you, because with you I know, hallelujah, in any moment there, Lord, you can turn this thing around. So, Lord, I trust you. I thank you. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you have the peace, hallelujah, that the world can't give. May you live with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, knowing that you are daughters of the Most High God. May you come to know that where your foot falls, God goes with you. Amen. The power of God's word lives in you because Christ, your Savior, lives in you. Let this week's battles turn to triumph as every enemy is defeated. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, beautiful women of God. You enjoy your day. You all enjoy your day in the Lord. Until we meet again on tomorrow morning, God bless you. I love you. Again, I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. I see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all.